Emerald and Dave. Conversation, crack, and the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today
FM. Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Christmas. It's the most shoppiest time of the year. There's always a risk, though, when we're parting with our money. How do we make sure we don't get caught out? And how do you know when a deal's really a deal?
When's Cyber Monday?
It's two days after
Friday.
Black Friday.
So you're better off waiting if you're buying electrical. We should ask our expert, shouldn't we?
Yeah, Dearne Sweeney from the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission is back with us to run through some tips to make sure you don't get ripped off this holiday season. Morning, Dearne.
Good morning.
So yeah, what Dermot was asking there, you know, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, is there a difference between the two dates in terms of deals available?
No, and I think everything is blended nearly into one, to be honest. And I suppose that's my first tip for everybody this morning is, I mean, this is a really good time of the year. If you're buying, if you need products for Christmas or gifts for pigs, so it's a good time of the year. You may want to buy it on offer. But there are sales at all times of the year. So it's more not to feel under pressure just because we have these advertised sales times.
Yeah.
Slow down. Do you need it? And that's the first step of making sure you're getting a good deal is it's only a good deal if you actually need it. And it's amazing how buyer's remorse is very real around sales times.
Well, I don't agree. I think a good deal is something that you go, you didn't need, but then you tell everyone just how good of a deal it was. I mean, that's how it works, isn't it, Dearne?
You're right about
the... use it.
It's like when I get my 18th pair of headphones and I'm telling my wife, but it was a deal, it was Black Friday, see, and I got this anyway. But like, how do we know our deal is real?
Absolutely. Well, the first and the most important thing to do is to have a look around. And I suppose this is the beauty of online and having websites. So a deal is a deal when it's the best price you could get for what you need. So the first thing to do is to have a look around, compare a few different places, and particularly websites help you do that. Now, it doesn't mean you have to buy online. But when you go into store then, at least in store, you have an idea of what's the normal price here. And if I'm saying it's 50%, I'm going, well, hang on, I saw it online in a few spots and it was that price and that was not discounted. It gives you that good sense. So a good deal is when you need something, you get the best price for it. And a good deal is that you're not buying something at a reduced price thinking it gets reduced and actually,
right,
you know, it's cheaper somewhere else.
It is, you know, Brexit obviously has changed a lot for people who would have shopped, for example, on Amazon.co.uk. I know, for example, in my Amazon app now, I have Amazon.co.uk, Amazon.de, Amazon.es, and I have a number of options and you choose whichever one ultimately gives you the best price. But like, are the EU and the Brexit things, is that something to watch out for?
Absolutely. So the last time we had a chat, I was imploring everyone to check the cancellation terms and conditions before they book. I mean, you asked this time, and that's before you buy online, check the address of the business, even if you've already bought from them. Now, I don't mean the URL or the currency. I mean, click on the T's and C's and look for the registered address.
Right.
Because that'll tell you whether you're buying from the EU or whether you're not buying from the EU. And there's an important difference that I think a few people are finding out, unfortunately, the bad way. So if we can prevent finding out by accident, it's all the better. So the first bit being your ability to return something. So most of us, when we buy online, we have returned for whatever reason. If you buy from a non-EU business, which now includes UK businesses, you're very reliant on the shop's returns policy and whether they'll accept it to be returned. But if you buy from an EU business, you have 14 days when you receive it to make up your mind and 14 days when you notify the business to return it. And that's a big benefit.
Yeah, it sure is. And that applies to every business that's registered within the EU.
Every business that's registered within the EU, absolutely. Sale time, no sale time, it doesn't make any difference.
Brilliant.
The other big benefit, which is important at the moment, is we've all heard about delays, and some people have already started to experience delays with deliveries. So if an EU business commits to delivering something to you, and particularly because we're all buying for Christmas and we don't have time on our side as we get closer, if a business says they'll deliver it by X date and they don't, if they're an EU business, you've a strong comeback to get your money back.
Okay.
Now, if you buy from a non-EU company, you are battling them, and that could be through Christmas, out the other side, and it's not much good getting resolved in March next year. So that's a big thing to be aware of this year.
If you buy something, I mean, and it's on sale, what are your rights in terms of bringing it back? Because we've all seen these disclaimers, mm-hmm, either in physical shops or online, that say no refunds or returns on sale price items. Is that allowed? And, you know, what are our rights in that case?
Absolutely. Well, your rights depend. Well, your rights are the same any time of the year, whether you bought at a reduced price or full price. It's always the same. We find about 1 in 3 consumers didn't actually realise that. So it's an important thing to know that even if it is you pay less, you still, whether about returns or ask if it's faulty, you still have the same rights. So if you buy online, you always have those 14 days I spoke about to make up your mind and 14 days to return it. It doesn't matter. Now, if you buy in store, it is down to store policy. There's nothing in legislation that says, unless it's faulty, there's nothing in legislation that says a business has to accept returns. Now, most do, but they may change that policy around sale time. So it's really important if you're buying in store, either look for the information or ask before you buy, can I return this and what's the time frame?
All right, so the actual in-store purchase offers you, by some kind of stretch, less guarantee than an online purchase.
Absolutely. So I suppose that the consumer law has caught up with the fact that when you buy online, you don't even know what it looks like.
Yes.
And we've all had hilarious failures when something arrives and it's not remotely what we expected. So, yeah, absolutely. So yeah, the law reflects that. In the store, you can try it on, you can have a look, good feel of it, whatever. So there is a big difference between. It's probably one of the areas consumers are probably most confused about, because stores usually do offer those policies, but it's not guaranteed by law.
One of my friends bought, you know, those inflatable men that you see outside of big events, you know, the huge, like 20-foot tall inflatable things that wobble when the air goes up and down in them.
Yeah.
He bought one of them for his daughter's 7th birthday. He wanted to put it in the front garden, and I kind of say, this is where the party's at. He bought it and it was 4 inches tall, and I'll never forget. he put it on the mantelpiece in the party. I'm just going, little fan blowing this tiny, tiny man.
Oh, it happens to us all.
Darren, you're the expert, right? And I want to know, like, what would Darren do? So say it's coming up to Black Friday and you want to get some class of electronics. Maybe it's a laptop or a telly or something that's kind of associated with Black Friday. What would you do now sitting down? What things would you check to make sure that you're getting a really good deal, that the same deal hasn't just been available all year, but now they're just calling it Black Friday? Like, what would you do?
I think, well, the first thing I do is sit down in front of the computer, my phone, and put in what I'm looking for. And have a look at a couple of different websites and see what price, you know, that's been advertised. Because I suppose you have to park what the discount is and look to see if I need to buy this week or today, what's the best price I can get? So that's really the starting point, is compare to see, is there a difference between prices? And then just be a bit dubious in that, because I suppose if all the shops are, or all businesses are offering a price, you know, that is, you know, 100 euro, and you find somewhere that's saying it's going to 25 euro or 50 euro, you know, before you go, well, that's the best deal, I'm going to go for that one, have a look at social media, have a look at reviews. Don't get stung by something that is too good to be true. So it's not just necessarily about checking the price, but then check out the business that you're buying from. Is it within the EU? Is it? Has it got good reviews? Has it got all good reviews that you'd be wondering whether it actually
well,
is
actually,
or not?
Well, actually, here's one for you, Darren, because a lot of the time Dermot and I are seduced by Instagram ads, right? And we see something and go, ooh, amazing, I absolutely need that heated hat that also fishes for us or whatever, right? So we look at it, and then while we're on, you go from Instagram to their website and it will say, John from Listowel has just bought one of these. Terry from Kingston has just, and you're like, what? Hang on a second, is this happening? So are there things you can check when you're online to kind of determine whether any of this is true? I mean, do you check the HTTPS versus the HTTP?
Yes.
Does any of that matter?
Absolutely. Well, that matters when it comes to payment, but that shows you, if you see a little S at the end, that shows you that you're buying from a secure website, which obviously is really, really important, that you don't hand over your bank details to somebody that's not legitimate. So that shows it's secure. There are other ones, as I said, looking for reviews, looking for 5-star reviews. Look at the language. Quite often you can see it's about too poorly translated. Look for contact details. I highlighted how important it is to look for an address. If you can't find an address, or the basic thing is a phone number, I'd be very cautious about buying. In terms of whether, has Johnny Murphy bought up the road, you know, that hat, it is very hard to substantiate those, and it's very hard as a consumer to. Now, businesses are, you know, there are obligations on businesses. They have to, they shouldn't mislead consumers, and we take action against businesses. They should be honest in their offers. But rather than relying on that information, taking a couple of steps and just approaching, particularly on big value items, approaching with a little bit of caution, will pay off. And then I suppose the fallback, and that's why it's so important we keep talking about it, the fallback is if, God forbid, you do end up buying something that is a fraction of the size of what it should be, if you've bought from any new business, you can return and get your money back. If it's faulty, you can get it all resolved.
Right.
It's a huge difference for consumers this year.
There's questions coming in, going to get to them in a sec, but you know those things, you know, Jimmy in Clondalkin just bought one of the last three of these things that pop up on the screen. I'm not so sure about those because I was on a website yesterday that said that Bono in Dublin just bought a pair of these headphones. I'm like, really? I mean, you could have Googled another Irish name rather than Bono. So I have my doubts about those.
At least be real.
Yeah. We've got the best question. Oh, actually, we'll get to that in a second. There's one question that says, recently ordered online and returned in store, but they would only give a credit note even though the return was within 1 week. So there's a confusing one when you buy online but return in store.
I mean, a lot of stores will set that you need to return it via post how it was received to you.
Yeah.
So it was, but you should be told and it should be clear now, and you should still have that right if you weren't happy with that. You should have the right to go home and send it off and post it off.
Gotcha.
And get a full refund, but you should never be offered a credit refund for an online purchase when it's in those time frames.
Okay. And Jay and Tip says, my 17-year-old niece was telling her mum last night she has no school on Friday because the school gives the students the day off for Black Friday. I couldn't tell if she was telling the truth or pulling a fast one. Do schools really close for Black Friday?
Oh, I wish they didn't write out if that's the case.
They definitely don't. I'll sure. answer for you, Jeremy. They definitely don't.
Well, I think Black Friday's become a week and a month and it's become elongated.
Well,
so
yeah.
At this rate, we won't be in school for November.
Yeah, well, it's literally Metallica, one of my favourite bands, have got a big Metallica store or whatever, and they've been sending me emails called Black November since the middle of October. Like, it's not Black Friday, it's the entire month. They're trying to push the sales.
Dave, listen to them.
Absolutely.
Buy the merch. That's what I always say.
You know it. Darren Sweeney from the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, thank you so much for clearing all that up today.
No, thank you.
All right, enjoy Black Friday. See you later.
Thanks, William.
Bye.
Bye.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today FM.